From NPR News, this is Day to Day. It is April 15th. Maybe you will be among the many last-minute filers racing to the mailbox tonight with a tax return in hand. Well, imagine finding out that somebody else beat you to it and collected your refund. That and other scams are increasing. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here now. And Amy, how does this particular scam work?
Well, Madeline, it's alarmingly easy to file a fraudulent tax return. I'm going to play you a clip from a man named J. Russell George. He's the Treasury Department's Inspector General for Tax Administration.
It literally takes access to an IRS tax form, whether it's in paper copy or electronically. It takes a name and it takes a Social Security number, whether valid or fictitious.
You're kidding, that's it?
That's it. And George says there are a few different scams going on. A lot of retired people, for example, who maybe haven't filed a tax return in a while, are doing so this year to collect that stimulus rebate, only to find out that someone's been using their identity, possibly for years, to collect tax refunds. In other cases, undocumented immigrants may use stolen information to gain employment, but it's the legal owner of that Social Security number who ends up with the tax bill. And officials are also worried about an increase in phishing with a PH, the use of email to draw people to phony IRS or other tax-related websites where they're then asked to give out personal information.
So is anything being done to protect taxpayers?
Well, George says not nearly enough. The Senate Finance Committee held a hearing on these abuses last week, and tax preparer Becky Spencer was there from Billings, Montana, to testify. She told me that when one of her clients realized her identity had been stolen, it took calls to at least four different IRS departments to sort it out.
She had hers resolved and her refund in her hands in 2 months, which I understand is fairly short compared to the trouble that some have had. It sounds like some people are having their identities stolen year after year and going through the very same total hassle every year.
Now, the brand new IRS commissioner, Douglas Shulman, was also at this hearing. He's been at his post less than a month now. But he promised that by this fall, the IRS will have specially trained people to handle ID theft complaints so that when somebody like Becky Spencer calls, she won't get the same runaround. This year, the IRS started to actually track identity theft cases, which it hadn't been doing. And Russell George, who we heard from earlier, is testifying tomorrow before the Senate Appropriations Committee. One thing he's going to ask for is more resources to fight this.
Thank you, Amy. That's Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace.